Well, this morning we're going to have a special healing service, mainly because a lot of people are sick. And I'm sick and tired of everyone being sick and tired. Actually, Monday morning, I actually woke up and just really laid on, Lord laid it on my heart to have a healing service today. But I wasn't scheduled to preach today. So actually, I went in my dad's office on Monday, and I said, hey, if you don't want to preach on Sunday morning, I'd like to preach, and I'm going to do a healing service, though. And so he goes, I don't know, let me talk to Mom. See, that's how things work. That's how things work in our ministry. So anyway, so special healing service. You know, I just been reading and, been hearing about people that are sick. And you know, sickness and disease shouldn't live in our bodies. You know, we weren't designed to be sick. We weren't designed to have sickness and disease. And I think sometimes, as you look at Christians today, I think sometimes we forget about the power in the blood of Jesus that was spilled on Calvary. You know, maybe we think about it on Easter, or maybe we think about it on Communion Sunday, but we need to realize is that we have been healed. And of course, we all know the scripture, 1 Peter 2:24. It says, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness. And then it says, by whose stripes you were healed. And I want you to focus in on the word were. It says you were healed. It doesn't say you're going to get healed. It doesn't say, well, maybe you're going to get healed. It doesn't say you're going to die. It says you were healed. And if you were healed, then you was healed. You are healed. Now, my grandfather taught me a long time ago, the Bible says it, I believe it, and that settles it. And the Bible says, I was healed. It's plain as day. Now, why was I healed? Because the stripes that were laid on the back of Jesus Christ. And I've said it many, many times. Do you realize that he could have died on the cross for your sins and not took the stripes on his back? All right, but the Bible is clear. Not only in the New Testament, but back in the Old Testament in Isaiah, it says that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace is upon us, and by his stripes you were healed. And we need to understand that we have been healed from every sickness and disease that we'll ever encounter. I don't care what name it is. I don't care whose name it is. I don't care what they call it. It does not matter. I don't care how infectious it is. I don't care how deadly it is. What I do care about is that Jesus Christ took the stripes on his back, and by his stripes, I was healed. And you're going to believe God's word, or you're not going to believe God's word. It's really up to you. I tell people all the time, I don't do COVID. They said, but no, I didn't say COVID didn't exist. I said, I don't do it. That's right. Because people say, well, people are dying. Well, people, I'm sorry about that. People are dying. But I don't do COVID. I do Jesus. You know, it is kind of interesting how as they go through the variants, we didn't really hear about the Alpha variant because that was the original COVID-19. All right. But goes to the variants, and I don't know where beta was, but we got the Delta and all these things. Now we're on what I call the Transformer variant, Omicron. Sounds like a transformer. The point of the matter is, do you realize that Jesus Christ said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. I've taken care of every variant in between, because you see, any sickness or disease because they go back to the Greek letters and they go through all these things, but it doesn't matter because we have the Jesus variant on the inside. And greater is he on the inside of me than he that is in the world. And you're going to have to at some point in time decide that you believe God's word. You're going to have to decide that it's up to me. See, I have been healed, but I receive my healing through my faith. Through my faith. I mean, it's up to me. You know, I have to decide whether I'm going to accept that healing or not. It was a benefit that was given to me when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. Because he became the sacrificial lamb and his blood was spilled. So, you know, I mean, he took the sickness and disease from all mankind. You say, well, yeah, but people are getting sick. Well, but what does God's word say? What does God's word say? You know, it doesn't say we are going to be healed. It says we have been healed. Now, if you've been healed, you don't walk in sickness. You know, I can't live an overabundant, superabundant life walking in sickness and disease. In fact, it's really hard to have a superabundant life if you die from a sickness or disease. Now, maybe you have a superabundant life in heaven, but that's not the point. All right, you know, we're going to have to decide whether we believe or we don't believe. I call it the Shakespeare gospel. To believe or not to believe? That's the question. That's the question. To believe or not to believe? You're either going to believe it or you're not going to believe it. It's really up to you. Now, obviously, this comes from Mark 9:23, and it says this, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. That includes herds by, you know, him or her. Now, many of us don't see the first part. It says if you can believe. See, it's about you believing. You. So, you know, I don't like to be mean, but the fact of the matter is, it's up to you. It's up to you. You know, I don't want to tell you this, but if you walk in sickness, it's your fault. It's your fault. I just want to tell you, I woke up yesterday with a headache and actually, my body didn't feel good. So you know what I did? I took authority over it. I had things to do yesterday. I had to go to the chili bowl. It's more important than a headache. More important than not feeling good. I like the chili bowl. We don't eat chili. It's a race, okay? For some of you that don't know what chili bowl is, look it up. Anyway, you know, I had things to do. So what I did, I took my vitamins, I went and ate, and went to the chili bowl. My head quit hurting, and I felt fine. Well, because you know what? I'm not going to walk in sickness and disease. I tell everyone out all the time, sickness and disease cannot live in my body. Why? The Bible says so. Jesus paid it all. Remember that song, Jesus Paid It All? Jesus took care of it 2,000 years ago, and if it was taken care of 2,000 years ago, why do I sit around and gripe about it today? Do you know the number one thing that people are doing on Facebook is talking about how they don't feel good, how you know, they're feeling bad, how they're coming down with something? I had someone text me the other day, says, well, I think I'm getting ready to come down with this because everybody else is getting it. Everybody else is getting it, so you're just going to get it because everybody else, oh, it's because it's highly contagious. You know, I wish Jesus was as contagious as Omicron because it would be a whole lot more awesome. I wish healing was as contagious, you know, as some of these sicknesses. I mean, you know, I don't talk about sickness and disease. I talk about healing and health because you know what? I have been healed. I walk in health. I walk in wholeness. Because see, the Bible says, if I believe, if I believe, if I believe, whatever I believe, I'm going to have in my body. You know, it just sometimes floors me to see some of these, some people that, to write some of this stuff on social media. You know, I mean, I think that we forgot about Jesus. I think in 2020, like, oh, well, I forgot about those stripes. You know, got to get a mask. Got to get this, got to get that. You know what? You need to wash your brain out with the Word of God. You need to renew your mind. You need to quit listening to TV. Quit listening to your favorite doctor. I mean, you know, maybe listen to Dr. Doolittle. Maybe, I don't know, whatever. But, you know, we need to believe or not to believe. But I think here's what's happening. What's happening right now is what is talked about in 1 Peter 5:8 and 9. It says this: be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now notice that word says, he's seeking who he may devour. Now, the reason he's saying that is because he doesn't have the right, he doesn't have the authority to devour you, but he's seeking to find out those that are weak and that's, you know, and that's going to let him devour them. And I'm telling you what, he's finding a lot of weak Christians right now. A lot of Christians that don't know the Word of God. A lot of Christians that I know that are born again and spirit-filled, I know that they've read many of our books and they just act like that nothing happened. Now, I always say every January should do this, so I'm going to say it again. You need to go out there and get a copy of the Believer's Authority and read it. But don't just read it. You need to believe it. It's one thing to read the Word, another thing to believe the Word. And you know what? The Bible says to act on the Word, to act like it's true. Because I'm telling you, a lot of people are not acting like the healing is true today. All right? But it goes on to say that what we need to do when we can see the devil is trying to come like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, what should we do? Well, Peter says this: resist him steadfast in the faith. See, it's your faith that resists the devil. It's your faith. It's not your pastor's faith. It's not your favorite evangelist's faith. It's your faith. Everybody wants to say, well, if this person prays for me, if that person prays, if you pray for yourself. Now, we're going to have a special healing, you know, line. I'm going to pray for you. But see, you need to learn to pray for yourself. That's what the Believer's Authority is all about. You have the authority. You have been given the authority. It goes on to say, resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same suffering, the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. You know, the devil, he is walking around like a roaring lion. He's trying to see who he can devour and who he can't devour. You're going to have to decide that you're going to be someone he cannot devour. Now, it doesn't mean he's not going to attack you. It doesn't mean he's not going to try to put sickness or disease on you, because that's what he does for a living. I read it all the time, John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, if you go to the New Living, it says that his purpose in life is to steal, kill, and destroy. Well, how does he steal and kill and destroy? Well, one way he does it is through sickness and disease. All right? But Jesus says that even though he comes at like a roaring lion, seeking who may devour, trying to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came that you might have life and might have it more abundantly. A person who is sick is not living an abundant life. If you're sitting around, you know, with 103 degrees, you know, temperature, that's not abundant. That's not super abundant. That's not any abundant. So what are you going to do about it? See, what are you going to do about it? Because Jesus has already done something about it. He took the stripes on his back. He spilled the blood. And it's time for you to take a hold of what belongs to you. You know, and the sad part about it is so many people know the word. They just don't act on the word. And maybe, you know, 2020 happened and it all goes out the window. You know, it doesn't matter what sickness or disease will ever come to mankind. Doesn't matter. Because Jesus came. We just celebrated Christmas. If you don't remember Jesus came, then you were too busy taking care of Santa Claus and giving presents or whatever. I mean, that whole purpose of celebrating Christmas was to think about that Jesus came. But he wasn't just baby Jesus. Jesus grew up. Then he went about preaching, teaching, and healing all manner of sickness and disease. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, the same today, and the same tomorrow. He's still healing. It's the same Jesus. The same healing power that was here, you know, then is here now. In fact, Jesus even says, the things that I did and greater things shall you do because they go to the Father. You know what? And many people are so afraid of everything. When we shouldn't be afraid of anything. You know, people talk fear all the time. And I'm tired of talking fear. But here's the thing. This is what we do wrong a lot of times. A lot of times, see, we're trying to play defense. You know, we're waiting until we're on the back, our back. And that's when we start claiming our healing. Every day, multiple times a day, I say sickness or disease cannot live in my body. I speak to that. But you know what? You know, Dad always teaches the natural and the supernatural working together makes us both a force for God. So you know what I do every day? I take vitamins. I can tell you right now, I mean, what to take, especially any kind of winter season when they have colds and flus and whatever else you want to call them. You should bump up your vitamin C intake. You should take zinc. Everyone should be taking vitamin D. All right? Vitamin E is really good as well. You know what? If you don't know what to take, I actually like, you know, like you go to a place like GNC, get one of these packs of vitamins. Because, you know, you're like, well, I don't know what to take. Well, Mr. GNC has already figured out some kind of formula or whatever, so I don't know who the guy is. But, you know, and I just feel better about taking five pills instead of taking one a day, you know, from Walmart or whatever. So I like the pack. What's in the pack? I don't know. I just trust Mr. GNC decided that, you know, that he would give me, and then I'll just bump up on my vitamin C and some, you know, zinc, you know, in the wintertime especially. You know, it is kind of interesting because we have this disease and I haven't heard my favorite doctor talk about, you know what, maybe you should take some more vitamins. I mean, in fact, I don't even know if people want, well, I don't know if people want us to be healed. I mean, I think it's pretty, you know, it's scary. But I'll tell you what to take. In fact, you know, if you want me to, I'll write it down on Facebook if you want me to, just so everybody knows. But then, not only should we take our vitamins, we should speak. We should speak to sickness and disease. Now, we get this from the verse that everyone here at Ramah should know. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 24, says this. First of all, verse 22 is my favorite verse. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Well, if you can't have faith in God, who are you going to have faith in? See, the deal is, my faith is in God. and in God alone. And if God can't do it, there ain't nobody else who can. So Jesus said, you know what? Have faith in God, but then here's what you need to do when you have faith in God. For assuredly, I say to you that whoever says to this mountain, he points to a little mountain, you know, but your mountain might be a sickness. Your mountain might be a financial situation. It doesn't matter what your mountain is. Start speaking to that mountain and expect it to move. You say, well, I don't know if it's going to move or not. Well, then you should have faith in God. You know what? God didn't tell you to move your mountain. He says, put faith, your faith in me. All he told you to do was believe. Only believe. You know, it says this. It says, whoever says to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Now, the Bible says you're going to have whatever you say. So if you say, I'm coming down with sickness and disease, you're going to get sick. If you say, everyone else is getting sick, so I'm going to get sick too, you're going to get sick. If you say you don't have enough money, you're not going to have enough money. But if you start speaking to your mouth, you need to, ahead of time, you know what? I don't care if everybody else in the whole world gets the sickness and disease. I'm not going to get it. Why? Because the Bible says I'm healed. God says I'm healed, and Jesus Christ did something about it. I've heard people, well, do something about it. Well, Jesus says, I already did. I already did. You either believe what I did, or you just get sick. It's really up to you. You know, but it goes on to say, therefore I say to you, what things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. That's pretty clear. It says you're going to have whatever you say. Whatever you say, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whatever you're speaking, you're going to have. That's why I'm having an overabundant, superabundant, awesome 2022 that's far above what I can even ask or even think. Why? Because I said so. Because God said so. Now, if I'm going to have that kind of year, I'm not going to walk around sick, and I'm sure not going to die of sickness or disease. I mean, you know, that's the biggest thing I've noticed. You know, the biggest thing that's happened with COVID is trying to get people out of fear. Out of fear. That's the first thing that you have to do. I found every single time, the first thing you have to do is get someone out of fear. There's an individual I talked to. If you can have a comorbidity, they have it. All right, so obviously whenever they tested positive, they were afraid. I got to talk to them on the phone. I could tell they were afraid. So you know what I told him? I told this guy, it says, you're going to live and you're not going to die, so don't even think about it anymore in your head. Get it out of your thought life. I'm telling you, you're going to live. Well, what kind of authority do you have? I mean, you don't have authority over this man. No, I'm telling him he's going to live, and I want him to know he's going to live, and I want him to confess it. I mean, I tell you what, this guy, if you can speak of a comorbidity, he has it. He walked through COVID no problem whatsoever because his faith was in God. You know, I mean, you know, said, well, my father didn't do that or this. You know, I'm sorry about that. The point is, we can't stop the past, but you can do something about the future. This will not be the last sickness and disease the devil will try to put on mankind. It's going to be one of many. The closer we get to the end times, the more sickness and disease will try to come upon, because the devil is seeking who he may devour. The Bible tells us this already. We already know that he's coming, that the devil's trying to do something in the last hour. But it's time for you to do something. It's time for you to stand up and believe God's word. Only believe. Now, going back to Psalms 91. This is a verse that, you know, I will say, giving kudos to my mom. My mom taught my sister and I this verse at a young age. We claim it over ourselves every day, claim it over our kids every day, claim it over our grandkids every day. Why? Because I believe in the 91st Psalm. So I want to point out a few scripture, a few verses here in the 91st Psalm that's pretty awesome. I'm gonna read it from the New Living Translation, actually, because I like this. So verse 3 says this. I'm not gonna read the whole 91st Psalm because I actually think, and if you don't know what the 91st Psalm says, I think you should read it every day until you find out what it says. And then once you find out what it says and you know what it says, then you need to start believing it every day. Don't just say it, but believe it. And there's three verses in here that talk about what we're going through right now. Verse number 3, Psalm 91:3, New Living Translation says this: "For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease." Now that's pretty clear, right? Because people have been telling me, well, this COVID's deadly. Well, the 91st Psalm says, it says that he will protect me from deadly disease. So if it's a deadly disease, it doesn't matter. He's going to protect me from that. Why? Because God loves me. My faith is in God. Remember Mark 11:22, have faith in God. Now, verse number 6 goes on to say, what does it say? Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness. See, first of all, you have to decide, you're not going to dread the disease. You're not going to claim it on you. You're not going to call it upon you. You're going to say it doesn't exist in your life. You're going to speak to that disease. It says, do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Doesn't matter what's coming your way. But what matters is what the Bible says. Now, I wasn't going to read verse 7, but I'll read verse 7. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 that are dying around you. A lot of people are dying. I'm sorry about that. But it says these evils will not touch you. Pretty clear. So I said, you believe? Dad just said, you believe it or not. You can believe it or not. I claim this over my life every day. Every day. Every day. Claiming the 91st Psalm over my life. Goes on to say, verse 10. No evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. What does the Bible say? The Bible says that no evil will conquer me and no plague will come near my home. Now, you are going to believe it or you're not going to believe it. You're going to have to decide. Because, we're living in a day and age that I'm tired of people saying all this stuff because I'm just sick and tired of it. It's almost been 2 years now and I'm tired of all this stuff. I mean, Jesus paid it all. He took care of this. He took care of this. He's saying, hey, guys, I got you. Yeah, but the news says this and the CDC said, before this, most people didn't even care about the CDC. They didn't care because it wasn't what the CDC says. It was what the Bible says. The things that are impossible to man are possible with God. All things are possible. If you can believe, you'll receive. We have the seed. Here's the thing. You need to get the butts out of your head. That's a good tweet, by the way. Everyone's like, but this and but that, but. No, but God. But with God, all things are possible. Yeah, but the CDC says this, and the doctor says that, and actually most doctors don't know what they're saying because they keep changing it. You know what? The Bible says that my God never changes. He doesn't change. His word doesn't change. His word worked in 1953. His word worked in 1853. And his word works in 2022. In 2023, in 2024, in 2125, if we're still here on this earth. All right. Now, the Voice translation says this way in Psalms 91:10, says, no evil will come to you, and plagues will be turned away at your door. You know, it kind of sounds like the Passover. Now, I'm not saying you should go get blood and put it over your doorpost, whatever. But Tony, on our podcast, he was talking about his dad took, he went and got some red ribbon, you know, and put it on his doorpost to represent that, telling the devil. You know, I know you said, well, that sounds crazy. It doesn't matter. You see, you know, the Bible says when you see the blood is going to pass over you, it says that plagues will be turned away at your door. That's what the Bible says. Of course, we got to remember that Jesus, like I said, he doesn't dwell in a manger anymore. He's not on the cross anymore. You know, there some people wear crosses with Jesus still on it. He's not on the cross anymore. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And the Spirit of the living God dwells in us. And that's why we have the scripture, 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. There is nothing, nothing means no thing. There is no thing that you'll ever face that Jesus is not greater than. Jesus is the name above every name. It says that demons tremble at the mention of his name. So what happens when sickness or disease tries to come to your house? You say, devil, you have no right, you have no authority, and in the name of Jesus, I command you. See, you don't ask him. You don't say pretty please with sugar on top. He says, I command you to leave my body, to leave my house. You know, get out. Now, the Bible says take authority. Well, if you're just going to take authority, you're going to get a little vocal. I mean, you don't just like, well, I mean, if you've been a parent and you have kids, when you tell your kids, hey, can you please do that? Kids don't do it. Now, I found out in my house, I learned it from my parents, because it's whenever they call you by all three names. There's just something about calling you by all three names. Do you realize when they have serial killers, they always call them by all three names? There's something about when you call someone of all three names. You know. You know, whenever I hear the name Wayne, that's my middle name, I know that my mom meant business. You know, it's just, you know, I don't, there's something about that when, you know, so I don't know what the devil's middle name is, but I don't really care. Well, I do know it's liar. You know, devil, you have no right. You have no authority. Get out of my house. Get out of my life. I mean, you know, you're going to start speaking. I'm going to leave you off before we minister healing to the sick with Luke 10:19. Luke 10:19 says this, behold, this is Jesus talking, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all is that Greek word, means all inclusive. That's joking. I don't know what, it's not a Greek word. It's just a word. But that word all means everything. It says over all the power of the enemy. Now the next verse, next part says, and nothing means no thing, nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's what the Bible says. So it says, if nothing is going to hurt me, then I'm not going to die of sickness. It says nothing. Now, you know, I like to speak this before sickness even tries to come and devour me. Like, I like to read this verse every day. Anyway, so I like to read newer translations. I got a hold of the Passion Translation. It says this. Now you understand that I have imparted to you my authority. See, greater is he that's in me than he's in the world. He's already imparted to us his authority. See, we have the same authority that he has. Now, why were we given the authority? Because he died upon the cross. He defeated Satan, and he gave us the authority. What is the authority? I've imparted to you my authority to trample over his kingdom. Now, he might be seeking who he may devour, but he ain't going to devour me because I have the authority to trample over anything he's going to try to do. It says you will trample upon every demon before you and overcome every power Satan possesses. Now, you got to realize that sickness and disease comes from Satan. It doesn't come from a lab in China, okay? It comes from Satan. Doesn't come from any man. It comes from Satan and Satan himself. See, we have to understand, the Bible tells us once again that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and rulers from on high. And once you understand that, we're not wrestling with you know, people. We need to understand there's only one person that we wrestle with. And you know, the deal is, we've already defeated him. See, you know, we think of the word wrestling, and I'm not talking about WWE or that kind of, I'm talking about real wrestling. You know, we have the Wrestling Hall of Fame in Stillwater here in Oklahoma. You know, there's always a winner and a loser. This is not a real wrestling match because the devil's already lost. You are the winner. Now here's the thing. You can lose if you let him beat you. If you let him, well, because he's seeking who he may devour. He's trying to say, are you going to let me win or not? You going to let me put that sickness and disease on you? Or are you going to take your authority? Because it says right here that you will trample on every demon before you and overcome every power Satan possesses. And it says this, absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. That's more than nothing. It says absolutely nothing will harm you as you walk in this authority. See, nothing's going to harm you if you learn to walk in that authority. It's really up to you. You have that authority. You have been given that authority. That's why I want you to go out there and read Authority of the Believer. And if you have a copy at home, read it then. If you say, well, I don't want to read, then get the CD, the MP3, or the DVD. Or if you just want to read, we have a whole series that you can even just follow along and you know, have some Bible study and do it. I tell you, it's important to understand our authority. If we understand our authority, we're not going to be talking about, well, everyone's getting sick. I guess I'm going to get sick. And No, you're not. You're going to walk in health. You're going to be healthy. You're going to talk health. You're going to speak health. You're going to know your authority. And, you know, by reading social media, people don't understand their authority. And what's really aggravating is the amount of people on my social media that are Rhema graduates, went to Bible school for at least 2 years. And I'm thinking, did they learn anything? Some of them actually sat in my grandfather's class. where he actually, it was him speaking on believer's authority. But see, you know what? We have to be a doer of God's word. Many people are, instead of being a doer, we're being a forgetter of God's word. Because, you know, well, this is a sickness, this is a disease. Yeah, the Bible says that sicknesses and diseases will come to mankind. But I have given you the power to trample over every sickness and every disease, every work of the enemy. And it was all on the cross. It was all at Calvary. By his stripes, we were healed. I'm going to walk in healing. I'm going to walk in health. I'm going to talk healing. I'm going to talk health. I don't do COVID. I don't do cancer. I don't even do a cold. I don't do flus. I don't do allergies. You know what? My grandfather says that allergies are the easiest thing to get healed of. I don't know how many peoples I've talked to. How many people I've talked to. But it was more than one, so I'm making them plural. All right. Here recently. Well, I don't think I have COVID. I think I just have allergies. Do you know how? I tell them all the time. I said, well, Brother Hagin says allergies is one of the easiest things to get rid of. Not one of those persons ever said, well, you know what? Why don't you pray for me so I can get rid of my allergies? I mean, maybe they're going to claim it on their own. I don't know. But, you know, why keep something that we don't need? In fact, I would never walk around and say I have allergies, because you only have something that you say you have. Now, if you want to say the allergies try to attack my body every year, then, you know, that the reason they don't want to say that because they know the word and they don't really mean. The deal is, do you believe or do you not believe? Now, I'm here to tell you, there's going to be days where you wake up with a headache. There's going to be days that fever tries to come upon you. There's going to be days that sickness and disease tries to come upon you. And what are you going to do about it? The quicker you shut the door, the easier it is. I told you yesterday, I didn't feel, when I woke up, I didn't feel good. I don't go by what I feel. I speak to my body. I mean, you know, I don't do sickness. I don't do disease. Now, I haven't always been this bold, but I decided, you know, I'm going to believe God's word. I mean, I have been studying and studying and studying. While everybody else is getting COVID, I've been studying about the authority that I have. I've been going back and listening to my grandfather's some older teachings. You know, and it's just fired me up. And I'm like, man, why don't we believe this stuff? Why don't we walk in this stuff? Maybe because TV is more existent. Now we have 500 channels, and there's still nothing on. Except the Cowboys are playing this afternoon. Anyway, if you're in this room and you need healing, actually, you know what? Everyone stand up first of all, make it easier. If you're in this room and you need healing in your body, I want you to come down here. We want to minister God's healing power to you. I don't care whether you have a headache. I don't care whether you have a cold. I don't care whether you have COVID. Just don't tell the people around about you had COVID, but get down here in line. Because you might freak them out. You know, like, oh man, I wasn't 6 feet away and it didn't have a mask on. Now, when you come down here, first of all, I want you to expect to receive your healing. All right? Once they get you lined up here, once you're lined up, all right, and if there's more than one line, they'll back you that way. But once you get lined up here, I want you to close your eyes. I don't want you to think about anything. Don't think about me. Don't think about the ushers. Once they line you up here, all right, I want you to think about a couple of things. I want you to think about Jesus Christ and your healing. Jesus Christ and your healing. Jesus Christ and your healing. All right? You don't have to think about anything else. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come through the line. I'm going to put my hand on your head. and say something, probably something like be healed or in the name of Jesus. When you feel my hand touch your head, I want you to say something like, I take it now. I receive it. That's simple. And that's your act of faith. Now, the deal is that healing belongs to you. I want you to expect to be healed. We're not trying this out. We're going to expect it. So I want each and every one of you just to close your eyes. And while you do, I want to talk to those that are at home right now. If you're watching online, maybe you're watching online because you're sick in your body. If you're sick in your body, I want you to stretch your hand out towards your device or wherever you're watching. I'm going to pray for you that are home. Father God, right now, each and every person that's watching this service online, or maybe they're watching this, you know, video on demand. We thank you, Father, for the healing power of God flowing into their living room, flowing into their bed, wherever they may be, Father. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that healing power flowing from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, driving out that which Satan was wrought. And in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we command them to be healed. In Jesus' name. If you're watching online, or even if you're here in this room, and you were healed, I want you to give us your testimony. It's really easy. Testimony@rhema.org. Testimony@rhema.org. Send us an email. All right, you that are down here, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to lift both hands toward heaven. And I'm going to pray for you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for the healing power of God. And we thank you, Father, that as we lay hands upon these fine people, Father, we thank you that the healing power of God will flow into their body from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. We thank you, Father, in advance for testimonies that we shall hear and that we shall see. Hallelujah. You guys go ahead and sing something about 5 minutes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's it right there. Over here, so stretch your hands out toward them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. It's a 10-year-old with a rare form of brain cancer. The doctors have given little hope. Hallelujah. Severe migraines and low blood pressure. And this one is recovery from knee surgery and arthritis. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for this little girl. We thank you, Father, for miracles. We thank you for healing. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cancer, you have to go. Cancer, you have to leave. We command it to go. We thank you, Father, right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, as this little cloth or bear, whatever it is, Father, has laid upon her, that the healing power of God, the miracle-working power of God, will flow through her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We command this cancer to leave the body. We thank you, Father, for miracles and healings taking place in her life. The doctor says they can't do anything, but Father, we know the healing power of God can do anything. We believe right now in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Father, we command these migraines to leave now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that this head will not hurt. This blood pressure will be normal. We thank you, Father, for touching this body right now. For this arthritis, we command it to go. We thank you, Father, for complete recovery in this knee right now. We thank you that everything will work like it needs to work. And we just thank you, Father, right now, in advance for testimonies that we shall hear and that we shall see. We thank you, Father, for the healing power of God working in their bodies from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. And we just thank you for it now. We just thank you for it now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and sing more. Hallelujah.
To the heavens,
thank you, Jesus.
I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you.
I trust in you. I reach my hands. I reach my hands
to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you. Trust in you.
Thank you, Father. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. And we thank you in advance for testimonies that we shall hear and that we shall see. We thank you, Father, that we walk in divine health. We walk in healing. We walk into a superabundance this year, Father. Devil, you have no right. You have no authority. In the name of Jesus, you have to leave. Have to leave our bodies. Have to leave our houses. You have no authority. You have no power. Hallelujah. With heads bowed and eyes closed. Maybe you're here this morning and you say, Craig, I don't know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I've never accepted him as my Lord and Savior. If you're here today and you've never asked Jesus Christ to become Lord and Savior of your life, I want you to lift your hand right now. We want to pray with you. Or maybe you're here today and you say, Craig, I've been in church a long time, but I don't know I've ever accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. There's a hand right there. Thank you. You know, my grandfather talked about having a know-so experience, that you know that he's your Lord and Savior of your life. If you don't know today, you can know. So if that's you, say, I don't know. Or maybe here today and you say, Craig, I want to rededicate my life to God. Man, I've kind of been living life my own way. I want to come back home and rededicate my life to God. If that's you, lift your hand across this auditorium. We want to pray for you. Hallelujah. If you lifted your hand for prayer or didn't lift your hand and should have lifted your hand, I want you to just come down here and we want to pray with you. If you lifted your hand or didn't lift your hand but should have, just come down here. Hallelujah. Come down here. Go ahead and sing something to others. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
To thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender.
Hallelujah. Well, one person today, we're just praising God. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. If anyone is here under the sound of my voice that does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, or they're watching online, Father, we thank you that you'll send laborers across our path on a daily basis. And we thank you, Father, right now for the healing power of God working in their bodies too, Father. We thank you, Father, for ministering to them, touching them in the name of Jesus. Amen. I just want you to remember that, you know, the devil's not going to stop. He's going to try to put sickness and disease on your body. But we have the authority in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, you don't forget tonight, 6 p.m. Amen. If you're a first-time visitor, we're glad to have you. The connection team is in the aisle. They're gonna take you, and we have a special gift that we want to give you really fast. It'll only take a few moments. Amen. Well, the way we dismiss around here is the pastors like to go to the doors to shake your hand. You know, we like to see you. So we're going to be at the various doors. You can see it on the screen that Dad and Mom will be at the south door. I'll be at the north door where it's cold. Tad and Amanda will be at the west door, and Pastor Zach's going to be at the east door. Amen. So Anthony's going to sing. He'll dismiss you in a few moments. God bless you. Stay healed.
And we sing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.